Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, June 27th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the first 10 Democrats took the stage last night to debate. Who did well? Well, seems like Cory Booker. Who didn't? Seems like Beto. We'll play some more audio this hour and also tell you what the Google Trends tell you about what happened last night. Number two, we know about the post-World War II baby boom, but a post-hurricane baby boom. That's what apparently is happening in South Carolina. Well, what else do you do when they're stranded with no power, I suppose? And number one, are there high-level discussions in the U.S. government about legislation to make homosexuality illegal and punishable by death? Well, of course not. But according to one host on The View, something like that is right around the corner. And I bet you already can guess which host said it. We'll hear the audio in just a moment. Good morning. Across the state of Michigan, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Hour three, big hour three. Ron Van Timmeren talking movies in a bit. Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics, Real Clear News. He was at the debates last night. We'll chat with him after the bottom of the hour. More audio coming up. Couple of stories I wanted to get quickly before I, you know, I have all these tabs open, and if I don't say something, I lose it. Google Trends from last night. If you watched the debate and then searched on a candidate's name, who did you search for, right? So before the debate, Elizabeth Warren was the top searched Democratic candidate in, say, 42 states. Cory Booker was first in five or so, and Beto was first in two, but Elizabeth Warren was the most searched Democratic candidate leading up to the debate. After the debate last night, can you guess who got the most searches in the most number of states? Tulsi Gabbard was the most searched Democratic candidate in what looks to be about 35 states. Cory Booker was the most searched candidate in the entire southeast of the country: Arkansas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida. And also here in Michigan, Cory Booker was the most searched candidate. And Elizabeth Warren, most searched in one state, Oklahoma. I guess her extended family, perhaps, doing some Google searching last night to see what they could find out about Elizabeth Warren. So that's what Google tells us. And then I just saw this come across. Where is this? Here it is. We talked earlier about Wayfair and employees there walking out. They did not want to sell beds for migrant children. They did not want Wayfair to sell beds to them. They wanted them to go bedless, apparently, is the solution to this problem, and how silly that was. Bank of America has been under pressure because they are, I don't have the details in front of me, they're financing something that has something to do with one of those detention centers. That's all you have to know. What we know now, Bank of America is going to end its association with companies that run detention centers. We still have this issue. If you don't have detention centers, where do people go? And of course, the answer that the left is fond of is anywhere they want. No enforcement, no crime, nothing. Open borders. Quickly here, Bank of America will end its association with companies that provide prisoner and immigrant detention services at both the state and federal levels. Spokesperson said Wednesday that B of A had discussed the issue with its clients that provide those services. The bank appreciates steps they've taken to properly execute their contractual and humanitarian responsibilities. It ultimately decided to exit the relationships. Miami Herald reported that Bank of America was a financier of Caliburn, which the newspaper said runs a facility called Homestead under a U.S. government contract. The bank provided a $380 million loan to the company and a $75 million credit line. Paper said Homestead is not a prison, but protesters say it functions as one. Okay, well, the protesters say so, then I guess that's what we go by. So Bank of America extracting itself there. All right, The View. I have to get back to this. The View yesterday. I think we have time to squeeze. Yeah, we will. So The View yesterday is talking about, and look, I was not watching The View. I picked this up from the Free Beacon, okay, just to be clear. Free Beacon had a story, freebeacon.com. Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, both defending the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, for saying President Trump is afflicted by mental retardation. That is what the Iranian president said. And the View hosts are defending him. That's how this begins. But listen to what happens about halfway through this cut. This is The View yesterday, View One.
I'm not a fan of this president, but I also think it is so inappropriate
that's Sonny Hostin, by the way.
Iranian president is saying yes. that the United States president is suffering from mental illness. I just think that he's a foreign leader, and also, I don't think we should cheer the fact that a foreign government is talking about our president.
I totally agree with her. And because when you are the leader of a country that throws gay people off of roofs for being gay and stone women in the street for wearing tank tops, how dare you judge what we do in our country?
Well, I agree. You can hand punch all you want. Let us not forget what's happening to gay people in this country.
That's true.
But they're not being killed.
In this country.
That's true.
I mean,
I'm not a fan of this president.
My point with this, not yet. Not yet. I mean, you think this is not, you know, something that's being thrown around? Yeah, it is. But that's not, but my point is simply this.
I've never heard that it's being thrown around to be illegal to be gay in the United States of
America. Well, then you should read some more of the stuff that's in the newspapers. You can't join what people are doing.
If you're transgender, you can't join the military.
I'm not a fan of this president. No, I understand.
But I also don't think.
All right, so the first half is bad enough, right, defending what Rouhani said about President Trump. The second half, where Whoopi Goldberg begins to say that the U.S. is close to making homosexuality illegal and punishable by death. People are talking about it. It's in the papers, you know. Listen to the second part once again. View two.
Let us not forget what's happening to gay people in this
country. That's true.
But they're not being killed.
In this country.
That's true.
I mean,
I'm not a fan of the president.
My point with this, not yet. Not yet. I mean, you think this is not, you know, something that's being thrown around? Yeah, it is. But that's not, but my point is simply this.
I've never heard that it's being thrown around to be illegal to be gay in the United States of America.
Well, then you should read some more of the stuff that's in the newspapers. You see what people are doing.
Have you seen that in a newspaper recently? On the op-ed page, you see the big op-ed in favor of making homosexuality illegal and punishable by death. And again, the equivalence, I think it was not in that cut, but the first cut, the equivalence, the moral equivalence of transgenders not being able to serve in the military and the Iranian government throwing gay people off of buildings. It's the same thing when you get down to it, the View hosts argue, apparently. That's the discourse on The View, which, of course, I don't know what the ratings are. I was going to say millions of people see it every day. I imagine that's true, but I don't know what the exact number is. Meghan McCain trying to be the voice of reason, but it is hard. It is hard with those co-hosts. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and HSA accounts, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Ron Van Timmeren, we go to the movies next on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.